Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, April 13th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today, of course, Microsoft's patch Tuesday, and with that we finally learned more about the infamous slash famous bad lock vulnerability. That was the vulnerability that was pre-announced about a month ago, and it was pre-announced as a severe vulnerability. With that came a logo and a dedicated website. Sadly, I think they overdid it in this case and really turned out to be a rather lower level vulnerability. Microsoft rate is important, which I think is a good judgment here. It is a man in the middle and a denial of service vulnerability against SMB. Now, if this would have been a man in the middle vulnerability against SSL, I probably would have understood all the hoopla about it. But after all, SMB isn't really supposed to be used across untrusted networks. There are man in the middle vulnerabilities in the protocol itself, so it's not that this vulnerability necessarily makes things that much worse than they have been before we knew about this vulnerability. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Microsoft bulletins from today. We got a total of 13 vulnerabilities, 6 of which are rated critical according to Microsoft. Now, this includes the Adobe Flash patch and vulnerability that was already patched by Adobe on Friday. But this Microsoft version of this particular patch does patch, for example, Internet Explorer, which does include Flash in recent versions. And with that, we can start at the first two patches, which are our usual cumulative security updates: MS-1637 for Internet Explorer, MS-1638 for Microsoft Edge. Both patch 6 different vulnerabilities. Microsoft rates them critical. We rate them, of course, critical as well, as these vulnerabilities do allow code execution, but there is no known exploit. Differently for MS-1639, that's a critical vulnerability according to Microsoft in the Microsoft graphics component, and it can be exploited via, for example, Microsoft.net, Office, Skype for Business, and Microsoft Link, so Microsoft's business instant messaging systems. There is a known exploit, which is why we rated this as patch now. I was debating a little bit whether or not to rate it as patch now for servers, but since it does affect Microsoft.net, there may be a play here on the server. So that's why we rated patch now for client and server. MS-1640, that is a security update for Microsoft's XML Core services. Always a large attack surface here. Microsoft rates as critical. We also rate as critical for clients and servers. That's essentially the Microsoft XML parser. So a lot of third-party software will use this library, and with that may expose you to this vulnerability. MS-1641, that's a security update for the .NET framework. It's important. The attacker needs to have access to the local system in order to exploit this vulnerability. MS-1642, that's our usual security update for Microsoft Office, of course, critical on clients. It does allow arbitrary remote code execution. MS-1644, a security update for Windows OLE. Microsoft only rates this as important because while it is remote code, while it's code execution, it does require user interaction. We typically rate these types of vulnerabilities as critical on the client and important on the server. MS-1645, that's an arbitrary code execution vulnerability in Hyper-V, but you only can execute the code if you already have a virtual machine running within Hyper-V, and as such, we rate it as only important, and it doesn't really apply to clients because, well, clients typically don't run Hyper-V. MS1646, that's a security update for a secondary logon. We have seen this being patched in the past. Essentially, the problem here is that if you do have two users that are logged into a system, that it's easy for privileges to get mixed up. And essentially what happens here, it's an elevation of privileges. Then we have MS1647. That is the security update for SAM and LSAT. This is the bad lock vulnerability on Windows. The CVE number associated with it is 2016-0128. On Samba or Unix, you'll see it referred to as CVE-2016-2118. Nature of the vulnerability is a little bit different on Samba versus the Windows implementation of SMB. On Unix, it's actually the full man in the middle, while on Windows, it's really more a downgrade vulnerability where you can essentially remove some of the security features here. MS1648, this is a security feature bypass in CSRSS or the client server runtime subsystem. It does essentially allow the leak of some tokens in memory that make exploitation easier, but in itself, this is not actually an exploitable vulnerability. It would lead to remote code execution or something like this, just makes it easier. The last one from Microsoft here is MS1649. That's an update to HTTP.sys, so essentially the web server component that you find in Windows system. This particular patch fixes a vulnerability in how HTTP2 requests are being handled. And then finally, MS1650, that's, as I mentioned in the beginning, the re-release by Microsoft of last week's Adobe Flash update. So overall, the vulnerability that I worry about the most, of course, is the Microsoft's graphics component vulnerability, MS1639. Not a bad lock. Bad lock really is sort of in the second half if I would rate these vulnerabilities by importance or by the urgency at which you should patch. We'll still go ahead with our webcast on Wednesday, again, 1 p.m. Eastern. More focusing now, of course, on SMB security in general and not so much on this bad lock update. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.